Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to the Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast with your host, Radio Shepherd. The Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast is a ministry of Love Remnant Tabernacle Church. Good evening, precious saints, and welcome to this year's first broadcast on the Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast. I am your host, Radio Shepherd. I am your servant in Christ, and we have a lot to look forward to in this year. By the way, in case you didn't know, I have other radio broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio. For example, we have a broadcast that comes on every single day. It's called Daily Manna from Heaven. Daily Manna from Heaven. And for all of 2016, we're going to be doing profiles on biblical characters. So we're going to endeavor to come on the air every single day on Daily Manna from Heaven, 365 days in 2016. And we're going to come on simply to talk about a biblical character. We're starting with the letter A, and we're going to work our way through the letter Z. And the purpose for doing so is so that we can teach on the do's and don'ts of life, the do's and don'ts of ministry. We can look at people like Aaron and Moses and Miriam, and we can say, okay, this is what they did that was good, emulate that. This is what they did that was bad, do not do that. And so if you are a pastor, if you're a minister, if you are an up-and-coming Bible college student, if you're being trained for the ministry, or if you simply want more knowledge on the Bible, if you're a Sunday school teacher, tune in to the Daily Manna from Heaven radio broadcast and give me the opportunity to not only feed you the Word of God, because it's called Daily Manna from Heaven, so obviously we're going to be feeding the body of Christ, but also give me the opportunity to mentor you for ministry, to train you for service, to train you to put your hands on the plow and to go to work for God. Give me that opportunity. Again, Daily Manna from Heaven, it comes on every single day. And we have started our new series for 2016. We've started with the biblical character called Aaron, and I'm going to be doing 10 studies on Aaron alone. So I want to encourage you to tune into Daily Manna from Heaven. In addition to that, we have another radio broadcast, which is called The Inspirational Psalmist. Now, that broadcast, The Inspirational Psalmist, is pretty much like this broadcast in that it only comes on one day a week. And that one day for The Inspirational Psalmist is Sunday And for the watchman on the wall, it's always Saturday. So in the inspirational psalmist, what I am endeavoring to do is go through the book of Psalms and pick out a portion of scripture that God is leading me to talk on, and then inspire you with it by breaking down its meaning and making it plain and making it real and causing you to just get inspired by the text. The inspirational psalmist every Sunday and the watchman on the wall every Saturday. And of course, every single day we have the Daily Manna from Heaven broadcast. Now, if you're into apologetics, if you're into earnestly contending for the faith, if you're into beating up on wolves, which must be done, because listen, folks, a pastor is not just a person who feeds sheep. A pastor is a person who feeds sheep but beats up on wolves. Now, what good would it do me for me to feed you and then not protect you from the wolves? Because all I'm doing is fattening you up for the wolves. So I have another broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called The Wolf Tracker. And that program is designed for me, to talk on a specific wolf or talk about a specific wolf on a specific day and just expose their false teachings and expose their wicked financial practices and to alert you that this person that perhaps you are watching on television is indeed what Jesus called and warned us about, wolves in sheep's clothing. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, the saint. I want to encourage you, my brother and sister believers, to be faithful. Be faithful in tuning in, because I do these programs with you in mind. As I've said all of last year, I'm not here to build a brand. I'm not here to build a name for myself. I'm not here to get famous, because I go by the title Wolf Tracker or Radio Shepherd. So I'm not here to get famous. I'm here to feed. I'm here to minister. I'm here to encourage. I'm here to enlighten. I'm here to inspire. And all I ask you to do is to give me the opportunity to be a blessing to you, in Jesus' name. Well, we've been talking about Isaiah chapter 62 here on the Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast. And today is no different. We're going to be looking at Isaiah chapter 62, verse number 4. And Isaiah chapter 62, verse 4 says, "Thou shalt no more be called or termed forsaken. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Seba, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married." Thy land shall be married. So let me read it to you again. "Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land be any more termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hetzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married." Let's pray. Father God, we give you thanks. And we ask you, Lord, as we sit at your table, Heavenly Father, we ask you to open up your word and make it plain to our hearts. Lord, this is a new year, new beginnings. And we need you, Lord. In 2016, we're going to need you more than in 2015, because 2015 is gone. 2015 is history. 2015 is in the books. Now we need you for 2016. And Lord, we desperately need you. We just don't need you. But in my case, and I suspect in the case of my brothers and sisters, Lord, we desperately need you. Not only do we desperately need you, Lord, on a personal basis, but collectively like a church, as a church, as a body of believers, as a group of remnant saints, I can say we need you. For we're living in perilous times. And the Holy Spirit said expressly that in the last days, many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So, Lord, we come to you. Spread the table before us and minister to us, we pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. You know, saints, we started this Watchmen on the Wall broadcast because we know from Scripture that nothing gets done, nothing of lasting value gets done unless we seek God in prayer. It is prayer that sanctifies our motives for doing what we do. It is prayer that keeps our eyes fixed on the Lord. It is by prayer and by supplication and by intercession and by giving of thanks that we keep our heads screwed on right. It is by prayer that we secure God's blessings. It is by prayer and by prayer alone that we can walk the walk and back up the talk. It's only by prayer that we get as far as we get. Only by prayer. Not by degrees and not by titles. No. It's not by who we know. Not our connections, is that we call on God. And this is why calling on God and making this a priority in our personal lives and in our church life is so vital to our success in 2016. Look at the church today, saints. We've been talking here about the church because as we see in Isaiah chapter 62, verse 1, the prophet Isaiah says, "For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest." Well, then, who is Zion and who is Jerusalem? Zion and Jerusalem are two different terms for the church. And Isaiah says, "I will not hold my peace for Zion's sake, and I will not rest for Jerusalem's sake until what? Well, until she becomes all that God would have her to be." Obviously, when you look at the church today, the church is just completely jacked up. I can use that colloquial term. I can tell you by looking at the church and by watching so-called Christian television and by listening to so-called Christian radio and all you have to do is look at the preachers of L.A., the preachers of Detroit, and the preachers of Atlanta to know that the church is just jacked up. And that's just a sample. Turn on TBN, turn on the Daystar Network, turn on God TV, turn on the Impact Network, turn on the Word Network, and you can get other samples of how jacked up the church really is. Today, the church is forsaken. Today, the church is desolate. But you would argue, you would say, but Radio Shepherd, Joel Osteen's place is packed, and T.D. Jakes' place is packed, and even Eddie Long's place is packed, and even Paula White's place is packed. And yeah, but those aren't churches. Those are crowds. Jesus isn't Lord there. Jesus isn't Lord. Those people are just following men. T.D. Jakes' Potter's House is not a church, and Joel Osteen's church or so-called church or his congregation, that's not a church. They're not the called out ones. They're not following Jesus. See, to be part of the church means you are militant. There's no one in T.D. Jakes' church who's militant. There's no one in Joel Osteen's church who is militant about Jesus. There's no one who is doing what Jesus said to his disciples. He said, if any man would come after me, let him take up his cross. Let him take up his cross. The people in those churches don't want to take up a cross. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to live for God. They just want their conscience appeased. No, I'm talking about the real church. I'm talking about the real church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said an interesting thing to the seven churches in Revelation, but more specifically, he said a very interesting thing to the church of Ephesus. And he said, listen, I know your works. You guys are powerful. You guys love the poor. You guys know how to beat up on the wolves. There were men who came to the church and said that they were apostles, and you found them to be liars. I mean, you guys are great. Yet I have this one thing against you. And what's that one thing? You've left your first love. Folks, there's a lot of people in the church today who love church life and are not in love with Jesus. You see, that's what Jesus said to the leadership and the membership of the Church of Ephesus. He says, you have left your first love. Oh, you guys love preaching. But loving preaching is not loving Jesus. You guys love to teach. You guys love to break down the word. You guys love apologetics. You just like whacking wolves. It's possible to hate wolves and not love Jesus. It's possible. It's possible to love your title of deacon. It's possible to love your title as pastor. It's possible to be in love with your title as trustee, but you not necessarily be in love with Jesus. You see, and that's where we find the church today. The church is in love with activity. The church is in love with titles. The church is in love with attendance. The church is in love with routine. The church is in love with tradition, but it's not in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why the church is forsaken, and this is why the church is desolate, this is why the church is not happy, and this is why the prophet Isaiah set up watchmen in the church, watchmen that would not hold their peace and will give God no rest until he fulfill his prophetic word over the church. Church is in a bad state. My friends, the church is in a hideous condition, my brothers and sisters, and the only thing that's going to get it turned around is not more conferences. It's not more preaching or more teaching. What did God say to Solomon? If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, then I will hear them from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. Then I will heal their land. So it's listen. We're jacked up. Why? Because we haven't humbled ourselves. But you reply, but Radio Shepherd, attendance is great. The offerings are great. We just ordained 5 new ministers. We just baptized 50 new people. Yeah, but you're in love with baptisms, and you're in love with ordinations, and you're in love with good attendance, and you're in love with nice offerings. But are you in love with God? Are you in love with the Lord? Surely he loves us. Surely he already proved that. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish. We're saved. He loved us. We're called his children. He's our heavenly Father. He's our daddy. He's our Abba. Of course he loves us. But are we reciprocating the love? Are we in love with him, or are we in love with his business? Are you in love with the business of preaching? Are you in love with the business of teaching? Are you in love with the business of counseling? Are you in love with ministry? Because you can be in love with all those things and fall out from love in the Lord. You see, Isaiah prayed. He said, I'm praying that there will come a day, says the prophet Isaiah, when the church will no longer be termed forsaken, and the church will no longer be termed desolate, but that she shall be called Hephzibah. What does Hephzibah mean? It means that God now delights in her once again. I can tell you, God does not delight in the church today. What did Jesus say to the church of Laodicea? You're neither hot nor warm. And since you're not hot or warm, I'm ready to spew you out of my mouth. The Lord's not happy with his people. We're not the Lord's Hephzibah. We're not the one he delights in. We're supposed to be the one he delights in, but I doubt very much that the Lord loves us the way we are. Who do I love more? Do I love the Lord or do I love this radio ministry? Because the devil can deceive us into thinking that doing this is loving God. And not necessarily so. We can get so caught up with radio ministry, TV ministry, preaching ministry, teaching ministry, counseling ministry. We can get so caught up with all of this stuff and forget that we're supposed to be in love with Jesus. Remember Martha and Mary? What was Martha doing? She was fretting in the kitchen and cooking. Martha was so in love. Martha was so in love with work. And Mary was in love with Jesus. And when Martha said, hey, Jesus, tell Mary to get up off her rump and come over here into the kitchen and help me fix. He says, Martha, 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 you're so in love with ministry, yet you're not in love with the guest. I'm the guest, Martha. Love me the way Mary loves me. The dishes can wait. The food can wait. All of that can wait. And we're so caught up with the things that we need to do for God rather than basking in the Lord's presence. Saints, we need to get it right for 2016. We need to be the Lord's Hephzibah. What does Hephzibah mean? In Hebrew, it means the one in whom the Lord delights in. We ought to have a church. We ought to have a church. We ought to have a fellowship. We ought to have a congregation. We ought to have a group of people whom the Lord delights in. When was the last time your church had a visitation? And you see, this is why the prophet Isaiah says, you shall be termed no more forsaken. Why? Because your church, you can tell your church is forsaken because it hasn't had a move of God. It hasn't experienced a visitation. Teenagers fall in love, especially if you're the father of a teenage girl. You can just tell how that boy who has fallen in love with your daughter can't stop coming around. Your daughter is actually that boy's Hephzibah. That, in actuality, you see, that boy now delights in your daughter. And that's why he keeps coming around and keeps looking. Sir, would you like me to cut your grass? I know the boy's not here to cut my grass. He's here to see if he can get a peek at my daughter through the window. I know that boy is not here to help me cut wood or to help me fix my barn. No. That boy is here because he's trying to find a way to wiggle his way into my home so that he can pay my daughter an unofficial visit. When was the last time there was a move of God in your church? Not a phony move, not a manufactured move, not one of those bogus moves when the organist starts playing and the people start jumping. No, not that. That's manufactured. When was the last time there was a real move of God? And I'm pretty sure you can't give me. You can't. And maybe you've been in church 20 years, and maybe you've never seen that. Well, that means that your church has been forsaken 20 years plus. You see, and your church shall no longer be termed desolate. Why desolate? Because, you know, when a church doesn't grow by means of the move of God, people start to die off and the membership begins to dwindle. No move of God, people start to die off and the membership rolls decreases. Well, the prophet Isaiah says we need to put a stop to this thing called forsaken, and we need to put a stop to this thing called being desolate, and we need to turn things around so that the Lord can call us Hetzibah, which means the one that he delights in, and so that the land can be called Beulah, which means what? Married. See, God ought to be married to your church. Is not your church the bride of Christ? Shouldn't the union be consummated? Shouldn't your church say, I do to Jesus, and Jesus say, I do to your local church? Why is it that there's this prolonged engagement stage where the church is unwilling to say, I do to Jesus? What, the church has cold feet when it comes to Jesus? No, no, no. The church is supposed to be called Beulah, married. That's it. That's it. That's it. You know, I knew of one brother who married a particular sister, and the sister, she said, she told the brother, when you and I get married, I'm not using your last name. So they came to me for counseling because the brother was, his feathers were ruffled. He says, Pastor, I don't understand. She doesn't want to take my last name, and you know, it's only right for her to take my, and I told him, I said it right in front of her, don't get married. She doesn't want to go all the way. She doesn't want to take your last name. Why not? She hasn't vetted you yet. She has reservations. Why not take your last name? Everybody takes everybody else's last name when they get married. Why not in this case? Well, you know, 50% of the marriages don't stay married, and I just want to keep my name in case. Then don't get married. Because, you know, it says you shall be called Beulah, which means married. The deal has been done. No reservations. You shouldn't have any reservations of hooking up with Jesus. Because when you're married, you get all the benefits. You know, the homosexuals, the gay, lesbian, homosexual community, you know they're fighting for marriage, right? You know, for marriage equality. You know, now why would those perverts, why would those unregenerate folk fight so hard to get married? Why do you think? Because they know that marriage legitimizes a union. They know that marriage legitimizes a union. Now, although God is not going to legitimize a man and man union and a woman and woman, in their warped mind, they think it does, but it doesn't. But I only made the point to let you know that look how far they would go that they're even demanding to be recognized as married. And here you have heterosexual couples debating whether I'm going to take his last name or not, because you have reservations about being married. So I would say to you, we need to continue to pray, because the church is so jacked up, the church doesn't realize it needs to be married to Jesus. It needs to be married to Jesus. So, saints, keep praying. Keep believing. Keep asking the Lord to turn things around. We need a divine turnaround. And it's only going to come as we humble ourselves and seek his face. Well, saints, I'm going to leave it there. I think I've said enough for today. Tune in next Saturday as we will have another teaching on the Watchman on the Wall radio broadcast. I am your host, your radio pastor, and your brother in Christ. This is Radio Shepherd signing off. Until next Saturday, God bless you.